This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have been talking in fits and starts, to be sure, about the Keystone XL pipeline for more than a decade. But now, no more. Originally dreamed up to bring Canadian oil down to refineries in the United States, the pipeline has been officially canceled by its developer. Fossil fuel opponents are celebrating on the assumption that that Canadian oil is now stuck and can't get to market. But you know what happens when you assume, right? Because as challenging as the oil business is right now, there might be some workarounds happening, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Western Canadian crude is known as oil sands. It's thick, like peanut butter, and takes a lot of work to bring up. But for oil companies, it's the easy part. The headaches are what they call above-ground risks. Politicians, investors, markets, and they're growing. Back in 2008, when the Keystone XL pipeline was first drawn up, oil companies were flocking to Alberta, where it was supposed to start, says analyst Thomas Lyles at Rystad Energy.
You know, we were obviously in a higher oil price environment, and oil sands economics were pretty lofty at those times.
But crude prices have cratered twice since then, and pipelines to take oil sands to refineries have been increasing opposition. Not just Keystone XL to the south, there's another fight over a proposed pipeline from Alberta to Canada's west coast. Robert Hours is a consultant at Turner Mason.
It's still got a lot of opposition, particularly in the Vancouver, British Columbia area where it terminates. And there's a lot of First Nations groups that have opposed it.
Still, he thinks this pipeline and a second one will get approved in the next 3 years. But there's another risk, Wall Street. Dozens of institutional investors worried that with climate rules and electric cars coming, will there be demand for oil?
And it's making companies hesitant to invest in new production. And that's particularly true in Western Canada, where these are very long-term investments.
Ours thinks that for all the challenges, oil sands production will still grow, but slowly. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.